I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thanks for getting your week started with us. And we're joined now by Barry Irwin, President of Council for Better Louisiana, or as it's otherwise known, Cable. And this is one cable you do not want to cut. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Let's talk about the governor's tax plan and how you guys went about analyzing it. You know, we spent a lot of time on this last week. We talked to Pat Connick, a Republican. We talked to Mandy Landry, a Democrat. We talked to some independent organizations. As I understand it, it's a 3-inch thick binder of tax policy. And my eyes cross and I get dizzy just thinking of all of the implications and complications and ramifications of all of this. How do you even begin to go about beginning to analyze his plan?
Well, you know, you're right. It's tough. There's a lot there to digest. And really, so many pieces and parts are connected to each other. So, I mean, you can look, you know, they've put it together in the, sense of bills of actually legislation, just like the legislature is going to consider if they do convene this session. And you can read one of the bills and you get an idea, but you've really got to look at them together to understand how the pieces fit together. It's very much like a puzzle where certain things are dependent upon other things. And so unless you look at them together holistically, you don't really get a good sense of what they're trying to do. So it is a challenge.
Dependent on other things that we know are going to happen or depending on things that might happen?
Well, it might happen because, for instance, there's a lot of talk, for instance, about the personal income tax and lowering the tax rate from the highest rate that we have now, which is 4.25%, to a flat rate of 3%. Well, you can look at that and see what happens there, but it's largely dependent also on making some changes to the sales tax, which raises more money on the sales tax side, which allows you to reduce rates on the income tax side. So if you look at just the income tax, you get one picture. If you look at just the sales tax, you get another picture. But both of those things really have to happen for, you know, these things to work out.
So you all got Greg Albrecht to look at this, to conduct an independent analysis?
He's doing it now, yes.
He's doing it now, okay.
Yeah, you know, many people may remember Greg, who worked for the legislature for many years in the auditor's office. In the fiscal office, was, you know, the state's chief economist in many ways. We just felt like it would be a good idea, given the complexity, given the fact that people are going to have to vote on this, individuals, and really understand what it means to them, to get somebody else to take a look and, you know, kind of verify the, you know, the assumptions and the amounts and kind of the scenarios that we know we're going to see, you know, from the governor, from the Department of Revenue, and from the legislature.
There is no doubt that the tax code in Louisiana is ridiculously complicated and the carve-outs are just crazy. Accurate?
Correct. I mean, I think that's part of the issue for doing all this and why there's been so much talk over the years. It's kind of nuts to have a relatively low tax burden and yet at the same time rank relatively low, pretty low in the sense of your tax structure. In other words, if you have a low tax burden, you ought to rank highly in terms of your tax structure or the way that your business, your tax climate is seen. But the Tax Foundation, which is the national kind of nonpartisan group that everybody looks to look at tax structure, I mean, has consistently ranked us pretty low in terms of our tax climate when we have a relatively low tax burden. So the point is to try and, you know, align those things. So if you're going to have a low tax burden, you ought to have a structure that makes you competitive and look better than other states.
It has been said that that's the reason why people are leaving the state. But if you look at insurance and everything else, I mean, that's kind of like a gross oversimplification, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I mean, honestly, I think, you know, tax structure, I think, has more to do, honestly, with, you know, investment from outside, the eyes that people from the outside look at the state and the lens that they look at us through. You know, if you, you know, most of the people that are leaving Louisiana, honestly, are going to Texas. That's what the data shows. But, you know, if you want to look at tax
burden
from Texas and
But you, I guess yeah. what I'm saying, it looks like, let me take a break here, Barry. It seems like the old, what is it, post hoc, ergo propter hoc. People are going to Texas. Texas has a lower tax, has no income tax or a better tax code. Therefore, that's the reason why people are going to Texas. But I think it's a lot more complicated than that.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll pick it up there when we come back. Yeah. Barry Irwin, our guest, president of Council for a Better Louisiana, talking about Governor Landry's proposed tax reform plan. I don't think anybody will disagree that something needs to be done, but I think, again, it's kind of silly to say that if you just fix that, then people will stop leaving Louisiana. 851, 9 till 9, traffic, WWL. 856, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Barry Irwin, president of Council for Better Louisiana, or as it's otherwise known, Cable, talking about the governor's proposed tax overhaul plan, and they have, I guess, retained somebody, right, to go through it? That's accurate?
Yeah, trying to take a look at, you know, how it's going to impact people, particularly on the income tax side and the sales tax, which is kind of the areas most people are really interested in.
And we were talking about people going to Texas, and they primarily people are leaving Louisiana to go to Texas, Barry?
I mean, that's what the data shows. We know we have an out-migration. Texas is the number one recipient of Louisiana people leaving the state. And, you know, we were talking about the tax thing. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you know, our tax burdens are really about the same. In fact, if you want to be technical, Louisiana's a little bit lower. But Texas has a lot of things that we don't have, and primarily jobs, and, you know, well-paying jobs, particularly in the professional sectors. And, you know, that's the part that I think that we need to focus on. And perhaps, you know, some of this dealing with tax structure, while it's not going to maybe affect the way people think about it that much as individuals, it could help in terms of investment and competitiveness. And that's one of the reasons I think that we should take a look at it.
Do you have any thoughts now as to what would be the main targets, I guess, that should be addressed and changed?
Well, I think the there's a big interest, obviously, in the income tax piece. You're seeing it in other states. I mean, obviously, Texas does not have an income tax. Tennessee, Florida, we're kind of in a triangle of southern states that don't have it. So what you're seeing is other states, too, trying to either lower that income tax rate, which is what we've been doing, or to try and get rid of it altogether. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether that is the driving factor or not, it's certainly something that we're seeing. Other states are doing it. You know, we'll see. If we do this, we're going to lower our rate. We'll have a flat tax, and we'll see what kind of impact that has. Certainly will probably move us up in the rankings. That's great. But the second question is, does moving up in the rankings then, you know, make us more competitive in the sense that people are investing? Others are coming from outside to invest in Louisiana. And that'll just kind of be a wait and see, I think.
Do the states, and we only have 30 seconds here, the states that have no income tax, do they have higher property tax burdens?
Yeah, I mean, Texas certainly has a much higher property tax than Louisiana. Tennessee, not so much the property tax, but they're tied with us with the highest sales tax. Mm-hmm. So there's usually another tax that is the alternative to the income tax. You're still paying. It's just the mechanism that you use to pay.
Thank you, Barry. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again as this progresses. President of Council for a Better Louisiana. When we come back, we're going to talk to our friend Stephen Melnick, professor of supply chain management at Michigan State. He is our go-to guy as it relates to electric vehicles and EVs. And I don't know if you saw him, but catching fire after being exposed to salt water. What's up with that? We'll find out when we come back on WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.